You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. This is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, quit that J-O-B, that just over broke job, by investing in real estate so you never ever have to work a job again. And today, I am super pumped to share with you the secret to wealth in your real estate investing and how you should not do anything in real estate until you do this one thing, and that is starting your company and building a business, and we're going to show you how to do it. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
All right, it is time for another episode. Super blessed to have you here with me. And I am super excited about this topic that we're going to be talking about today. And honestly, it's really not that exciting, but for some reason I get excited about it. It's really because of, I learned the hard way in how to do all this stuff. Well, I learned it by trial and error, like literally was doing things wrong and then having to do it over again and taking so much extra time than I thought in the end. My goodness, if I would have just known how to do it right the first time, like I'll give you a quick example. I started a S corporation. Right when I first started, I was like, oh, of course, we don't want a corporation because we got double taxation, which means tax twice, once at the corporation level, once at the personal level. Instead, we could do an S corporation and start that. Well, fast forward, I'm not going to keep going into that. That's the wrong thing, and that's not something you should do. In fact, what we're going to be talking about today is building a business and why you need to have an LLC, a limited liability company. And I'm also going to give you, in fact, well, here is what is crazy. Normally, it would cost over $1,000 to start an LLC. No joke. I mean, you have to have documents from a lawyer written up. You have to submit them to state. You have lots of things that you need to do in order to get done. And usually it's legal stuff. So I have a way where you can start an LLC for $29. Well, you know, with me, Master Passive Income, I do things for my business. I'm just sharing you what I do. And I found a company that I work with. And this company, literally $29 that they charge because they do so many of them with my company, you know, with Master Passive Income, all my students, that they give us, like, I guess, volume pricing. Like, we get such a great discount. So you need to start an LLC. If you haven't even started investing, you need to start an LLC. Also, I'll say this, just like me, if you did not ever start an LLC and you're already investing, or you started a S corporation or a C corporation, my suggestion, well, big thing, blanket statement, I'm not a lawyer. So don't assume that I'm a lawyer and take this. This is what I've been taught by my lawyers. You definitely listen to your lawyer. What's best for you is going to be completely different, most likely, if the lawyer tells you different. But you want to have an LLC, and we're going to get into all the many reasons. And I know you are going to want to get started and create your LLC. So I'm just going to give you the link to it right now. In fact, it'll be in the description, but it's only $29. And like I said, it's usually thousands of dollars, at least $1,500, $1,000 to $1,500, depending on where you go. And so if you go to masterpassiveincome.com/LLC, very simple, masterpassiveincome.com/LLC, you'll be able to create it for just $29. And I even created a fast way of explaining everything to you in a nutshell, basically all the pros for doing an LLC. And I created it for Instagram and TikTok. Now, I've been trying to build up those channels to help more people to invest, and it is a lot of work. Oh my goodness, I put in like 3 reels a day answering questions and helping people. So I definitely first want you to follow me on Instagram and TikTok. You can find me with the handle The Dustin Heiner, T-H-E, Dustin Heiner. Now, no, I'm not that arrogant. It's the only handle I could come up with, but The Dustin Heiner is what I go by. And I'm putting out all these reels just showing how to invest in real estate. So I want you to get there, number one. But number two, I created this really fast way. And you know how fast I talk. Like, when I get excited, I talk faster and faster and faster. Well, in this video, I talked fast, but there was so much good stuff inside there that I actually had to speed up the speed of the video so it's even faster than you could probably think of right now, how I'm talking right now, so it's faster. But I want you to listen to it because first, I want you, if you're going to just shut off the episode after this, you're going to get everything in a nutshell. And then go ahead and start your LLC for only $29, masterpassiveincome.com/LLC. Then, if you want to continue listening to all the benefits and what to do and how to do, then listen to the rest of the episode. But here is where I literally fast track you in learning how and why you should get an LLC.
Do not invest in real estate until you do this one thing. This one thing is so amazing that every rich real estate investor does this. And for every single property, I'm going to give you the lazy way to do it. I personally have done this 8 times for all my properties, 30 properties now. And every time it saves me and makes me even more money. First, you need to know that this was created by the rich for them to use. And I'm going to show you how you can steal this and use this for all of your investing. And this one thing is going to make it easier for you to use other people's money to invest in real estate to make you money. It will save you so much money on your taxes and also have asset protection so that any property you buy, you're going to be protected from other people who would want to take them from you. It will also help you to buy real estate with business credit, not your personal credit. And this one thing will help you pass down the property to your kids in generational wealth with the least amount of hassle. Now, this one thing will usually cost you over $1,000, but I'm going to give you a way to do it for only $29 and steal this from the rich. And this one thing is called a limited liability company. An LLC, it's an entity that you can create where you put all your properties in. Creating an LLC is so easy to do. In fact, only $29, you must do. It's going to save you thousands of dollars in all your real estate fees. I have a company that I work with that have done all my properties, and I send everybody, all of my students too as well. And here's a pro tip. If you incorporate in a state that has really good privacy protections, like I suggest to all my students for real estate investing, Wyoming's great. Nevada's great as well. Delaware, I've heard, is pretty good. But then they're going to have asset protection because your privacy is there. Now go to masterpassiveincome.com/LLC and you'll be able to get and start your LLC for $29. There'll be some fees that the state you have to pay for, but the company is literally going to do it for only $29.
And you got a pre-screening of this reel, but no big deal. Anyways, I'd love for you to follow me on there. Reach out to me on Instagram, DM me, you know, the Dustin Heiner. But with investing and getting an LLC, there is so much that you need to learn, and even how and where to actually do this and creating your LLC. Well, number one, get it for only $29. You know where the link is in the description, but masterpassiveincome.com/LLC. When you do start investing, how should you hold your properties? Like, what is the entity that you should hold it in? Should you hold it in your personal name? Should you hold it in a limited liability company or an LLC? Should you hold it in a corporation, an S corporation, a living trust, a land trust? There are many different ways that you can actually hold the title. When I say hold the property, the holding is you're putting your name or an entity's name, or it's basically holding the title. What is actually holding the title of a specific property? Now, most people, they buy a home to live in. What they'll do is they'll put it in their personal name. It'll be, you know, the husband and wife buying the property, or whoever is buying the property. They'll put it in their personal name, like Bob Jones, putting in his name and making sure that he is the owner of the property. That's how it's always been for, you know, thousands of years. You know, you have it in your own personal name. Now, with the benefits of capitalism and having a free market and having people to have the ability to own property on themselves and own companies that can own properties. So now you can have a company that you own, then own the property. And there's many different reasons, the pros and cons that I'll get into in a little bit. But let's quickly look over a few of the lists that I just mentioned. So one is your personal name. Now, most people put in their personal names. I personally suggest that you don't put it in your personal name, but you absolutely can. You still can be protected with insurance and liability insurance and all that sort of stuff. So personal name is one option. Another one is a limited liability company or an LLC. Another one would be a corporation. Another one is a subset of that, which is an S corporation, like a sole proprietor or a self-employed corporation. So it's an S corporation. Another one would be a living trust. You know, if you have your family, you put everything under the living trust that goes to the beneficiaries, which would be the, you know, the children. That's a living trust. Another one would be a land trust, very similar, if not the same, practically speaking, as a living trust. So land trust and living trust. And there are other ways that you can hold it, or a combination of different ways and all that sort of stuff. But we're going to talk specifically about the idea of using an LLC, a company, to hold your properties. Now, you possibly can use the company to have a living trust and a land trust. And now, what I want to say, though, is everything that I'm talking about here is the knowledge that I've gained from talking to professionals. I am not a professional accountant. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an asset protection guru or, you know, all that sort of stuff. Like, I'm definitely not any of that. So don't take my words as gospel. Like, don't take it as this is the way you should do it and I'm going to be 100%. Like, don't trust me. Go do your own homework. Go figure out exactly what it is that you need. I'm just giving you the understanding that I've received that I implement from talking to other people, but I want you to go out and do your own homework on what's best for you and talk to your accountants, talk to your attorneys, talk to people to make sure that it is set up properly for your scenario. Your scenario is probably different than mine, or more than likely, or almost 100%. Different than mine. Your risk tolerance is different than mine. Your assets that you have is different than mine. Everything is different. So this is what I do and what I recommend for my students. And even my students, I always tell them, talk to your accountants. Don't trust verbatim from me. I can walk you through buying the property. I can walk you through making sure you make money. I can walk you through your business and make sure that you are making money every single month in your business. But the legal details, don't trust me. Trust your attorney, trust your accountant. So with that being said, let's jump into what is the pros and cons of having an LLC. So I definitely suggest having an LLC, a limited liability company, for many different reasons. The limited liability company will have many good things, but a few negative things to it. And the negatives aren't really that bad. This is why I hold my properties in an LLC or S corporations or something in something other than my own personal name. So the benefits of having an LLC or the pros, let's go through the pros and cons of having an LLC. So the pros would be, and this is a huge pro, like if there's a list of like four pros to an LLC and like 10 LLC negatives or cons, this one pro is like the biggest of all of them, and it outweighs like all 10 of the negatives of an LLC. It's asset protection. That's the first one, is asset protection for your properties and then also for everything that you personally own. Let's say you have one rental property, you put an LLC, but you have your own personal home that you put in your own private name, your own personal name. Well, if somebody slips and falls at your property, it's under the LLC. The people that are going to sue can only sue the owner of that property. Well, if your name is the owner, they can come after you personally, go after your bank account, go after your home that you own, go after your cars. They can go after everything about you. But if you hold it in a LLC, the LLC will then make sure that it stops at the LLC. The LLC, like, they can't sue the LLC's owners. That's impossible for them to do. It's never going to happen. So they sue the LLC, and whatever the LLC owns is gets sued. So you are having all of your other asset protected. So if you have 15 rental properties and you have three properties in one LLC, another three properties in another LLC, and then three properties in another LLC, absolutely smart way to do it. If one person slips and falls on one property, at most they can go at anything that the LLC owns, which is two other properties, well, you're not completely wiped out. That's the thing, is protecting all of your assets so that you're well taken care of. So that is a huge, huge, and almost like the main benefit of having an LLC. It's gigantic asset protection. And also at the end of this podcast, or towards the tail end of this podcast, I'll give you other great ways other than just specifically an LLC, your personal name or whatever, to make sure that you don't get sued. Because the better thing is not that when you get sued, you have it in the right entity. The better thing is to never get sued. And I'll go over that as well. Another benefit or another pro to having your properties in an LLC are the tax benefits. There are huge tax benefits for putting it in a business like an LLC. So the LLC is basically a pass-through entity for all taxes. Now, if you, and I'm not going to go through all the different entities like LLC, corporation, S corporation, all those other ones. I'm not going to go through them. I am specifically going to be talking about LLCs. You can look at the other ones, talk to your accountants or somebody else that's going to walk you through those other ones, but I'm suggesting LLC. So this is why I'm specifically going over the LLC. Now, the LLC is a pass-through entity. So your company would get taxed. If you're a corporation, a regular corporation would get taxed at the corporation level. So any money that the corporation makes is taxed there. Then whatever's left over is distributed. That's the term they use, you know, basically paid out to the owners. And then the owners get taxed again. So there's two times that profit is taxed. Now, an LLC doesn't have the two different taxes. It passes through the taxes. So at the LLC level, the income comes in, doesn't get taxed. Then it hits the owners. The money goes to the owners, is distributed to the owners. That's when you get taxed. That's when the government comes and say, hey, I want my fair share of this money. You know, anyways, I don't want to digress in how much I don't like taxes, but the pass-through of the money to the owner only gets you taxed one time, which is a huge, huge benefit. So the basic thing that you get is no double taxation, tax at the corporate level or the company level, and tax at your own personal level. So this is another huge benefit. Let's go on to the next one. Next one would be your estate planning. So estate would be, you know, your giving the properties to your heirs or your children, grandchildren, your spouse, whatever it might be.
And I want to pause for a quick second and share that, honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that. And how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you, and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets.
Your estate planning. And I'm going to say, talk to an attorney that does handle estate planning. Make sure you talk to them to get everything situated, because your situation is probably much different than mine. And they are going to have to see exactly what your situation's like and tailor it to fit you. All right. So the estate planning is terrific, because you put all your properties in LLC. The LLC, whoever owns the LLC, is the one that actually gets the benefit. So let's say it's you and your wife at first, starting the LLC, buying the property. Well, you can sell part of your company to your kids, and your kids become now part of the owners of the company. Or let's say, God forbid, you pass away. Your kids can be the beneficiaries of the shares that you own in the company, and those shares get transferred over to your children. So the company still owns the property, still holds the title for the property, but the owner of the company changes hands. Now, talk to your attorney, talk to your accountant to make sure that everything is legally taken care of. You know, taxes are paid and all that stuff. We don't want to not pay our taxes. You definitely want to pay your taxes. But as best you can, avoid taxes legally. As legally allowed, make sure you avoid taxes, like with a 1031 exchange. With the estate planning, you also get out of the estate tax. So the estate taxes, you know, you pass it on to somebody. Well, they get taxed on that. Because it's an LLC, they don't get taxed as well. So it's also using the law, in the realm of the law, so you're not breaking it. You also get more benefits tax-wise, because you're escaping the estate tax and you're also being able to pass down the properties to your family. So those are some fantastic benefits. And again, I can't stress how big the asset protection is as a benefit. Don't list it as like, hey, there's 3 pros and 10 cons or 5 cons, or like there's more cons than there are pros. Don't look at that. Don't look at the number of cons and number of pros. Like I said, the asset is like 10 pros and 1. It's that big of a deal. Let's go through some cons or negatives for an LLC. So a negative would be the cost. It's an added cost. Obviously, if you put the property in your own name, it's not going to cost any money, any extra money than you would normally pay for, because it's your own personal name. But to set up an LLC, there is a cost. You have to pay the franchise tax. You have to pay fees to whatever state you're setting it up in. And don't worry, I will help you at the towards the end of this podcast where you should set it up, what state you should set it up, how you should set it up. And if you go to my show notes, masterpassiveincome.com/022, I will have a instructional video that's going to walk you through every single step to set up your LLC, show you that I think it's only going to cost like $100, and there's a filing fee, and it's super duper cheap, and it's a great way to protect your assets. But again, masterpassiveincome.com/022. I have instructions, I have videos, I have everything you need to walk you through to set up your LLC so that you can get your properties taken care of. So one negative side that I just mentioned was the cost, but it's very, very minimal. Think of you buy a $100,000 house. Well, the cost of setting up an LLC is maybe $100, $200, at most $200. Well, would you not pay $200 and save yourself $100,000? Of course you would. You would absolutely give somebody $200 to save you $100,000. This is the thought of, you know, holding you back for an extra cost. Don't let that hold you back. Definitely get it done. The cost is not a con in a big deal. It's not a big deal at all. Another one would be financing of properties that you put in an LLC. Now, most residential loans, the banks don't like having the entity held in a company name because they want to have the person liable to pay off the debt. Let's say you go out and you want to buy a house. You go to get financing from a bank and you tell them, here's the property. This is what I want to buy. I want to buy it for $100,000. And can I get pre-qualified for it? And they say, okay, great. And you say, one other thing. I want you to put it in my company's name. They're going to say, whoa, we are absolutely not going to do that. We're not going to put it in your company's name. The reason why is we need somebody liable. We know you can just throw away that company if you wanted to. We need to come after you. So your name needs to be on the property. Be on the note so that you're on the hook for all that debt that you take out for buying that property. So financing of properties in LLC is much more tricky. There are ways around it, and I will show you also how to get around that. It is not as easy as just putting in your own private name. Another negative or another con would be that it's not 100% asset protection. Remember that big one, the big pro is that it's asset protection. Well, it's not foolproof. Like it's not 100%. Like you cannot ever get sued and never lose and blah, blah, blah. There are ways around that. There are ways that if the person suing you or their lawyer proves that the LLC is not valid, then you lose the protection of the LLC. So there are different ways. So it's not 100%. I'm not going to give you a percentage of how much it's, but it's a huge protection as long as you do it right. Again, talk to your attorney to how you should do it right to make sure that you're protected as best you can. Another one is a due on sale clause. Give you an example. Let's say you buy a property in Texas and you pay $150,000 with a note, like you go to the bank, get a mortgage, $150,000 mortgage, you buy the property. And then 6 months later, you say, you know what? I want to put it in my LLC or a corporation or, you know, some sort of entity, business entity. And I want to protect my assets by doing that. If you do that, most, I would almost say even all mortgages today, I mean, it's a firm statement saying all, but I've never seen one that does not have the due on sale clause in the contract of the mortgage that you're getting with the bank. And so every single one is going to have a due on sale clause. And what that means is as soon as there is a transfer of ownership, not that you literally sold the business, but that the transfer of ownership goes from your name into somebody else's name. It could be a company. It could be your brothers. It could be whatever. That is a sale because it's a transfer of ownership. Transfer of ownership is considered a sale. Now, if you put it into a trust that you own or that you are the trustee of, that's not a transfer because it's still in your name. But if it goes into somebody else's name, then that is a transfer of ownership and the due on sale clause kicks in. The bank has the recourse to say, give us all the money back right now. Give us all the money back that you've borrowed. That's the clause that we have in there that you must repay when there's a sale on the property. Obviously, they're protecting themselves. They don't want you to sell the property to somebody for $150,000 and still have a mortgage and then default on the mortgage. They don't want it, you know, they're trying to protect their asset as much as possible. Completely understandable. But that is an option for them. Now, I have talked to many investors. I've read many, many things and lots of investors and people who know everything about real estate and mortgages and all that sort of stuff have never seen a due on sale clause actually kick in when you move it. Now, specifically, now it has kicked in other times, But if you specifically move it from your personal name into your business name, there may be plenty of cases out there. Don't call me up and or, you know, write me, hey, I've seen this, this, and this. I just haven't. There probably are plenty. But it doesn't seem like very often if you move it from your name into a business entity that you own, that the bank, number one, will completely know. Like, they're not alerted. Hey, this happened. It doesn't actually alert them. They may check, though. Now, what the bank is careful about, they want to make sure that their money is going to be returned to them. So they can come back and say, hey, give us the money. But as long as you're making the payments, the bank really doesn't care. They want to make sure that their investment is safe, that they're going to be making their money. But don't take my words that it's never going to happen, the due on sale clause. It can't happen. And I'll give you a tip. If you guys want to move your property from your personal name into a company name and you have a mortgage on it that's in your name, here's a tip of how to do that. Move it into a trust. Move the property from your name into a trust. And the trust is completely fine if you move it into a trust that the bank is going to look at and say, hey, it's just a trust. It's no big deal. It's still the same ownership. But the LLC owns the trust. So it's still under your name. Like, you own the LLC. LLC is the trustee of the trust. The trust is where the property is placed in there. So there's a chain there that it doesn't come back and bite you because it goes to the trustee, and the trustee is the LLC. Again, talk to your attorney. I can't keep saying that over and over again, but I will. Talk to your attorney. Don't take my words for it. But that is a tip that I can give you that you can possibly get around that due on sale clause. Now, let's move on. So those were the pros and cons. And above all, because I gave you the cons, I want to make sure you, as best as you can, or I can make you aware of the negatives that possibly could come. The reason why I choose LLCs is for all the pros that I've given you. I make sure that I have my assets protected. I make sure that I am personally protected from anybody that might want to sue me or my company. I make sure that as best as I can, my assets are protected. So that's why I choose LLC. Now, a reason why I don't choose S corporations or corporations is because there's a lot more that you may need to do as far as governance of the corporation to make sure that's valid. There's a lot more entailed. But I use LLCs because it's so easy, it's really cheap to do, and you get so much benefit out of it. Now, without fail, the question I always get from every student that I have or anybody that talks to me about this is, well, what state should I set up my LLC? I've heard Nevada is a great state. You know, they keep telling me that Nevada is a great state to have your LLC in. There's other states that you can choose from, or should I do my own state? I personally love having all my properties in a Wyoming LLC. The Wyoming LLC is so much better than any other LLC. There's a few other places like Delaware, I've heard, has decent laws. Nevada does have decent laws, but not as nearly as good as Wyoming. But Wyoming is very business friendly. They want companies to come in there. Wyoming is just a great place. And let me go through a couple of different benefits for having your LLC in Wyoming. So no matter where you live, you can actually set up your LLC in Wyoming. The only one thing, the little caveat, is you need a registered agent that lives in the area. I will walk you through all that process of setting up your LLC, where to set up, and which company to use to set up your LLC, your registered agents, all that sort of stuff. All that stuff will be taken care of for you as you're setting it up. So don't worry about a registered agent like, oh, I don't know what that is or how to set it up. Don't worry about that. I have that all taken care of for you when you set up the business. So Wyoming is a great place no matter where you live, that you can set up your company there. And then I'll give you an example just for me. You know, I lived in California, bought properties in Ohio, Texas, Arizona, but I bought the properties with my LLCs that I created in Wyoming. So Wyoming is where the company's created and the properties are owned in different states. A great thing is, let's say one of my properties in Texas, that something happens and I get sued. Well, they can't sue me in Texas because my company's not there. They have to travel to Wyoming in order to sue me. Well, that's another pro. I just didn't think about it. I'm adding that to the list of pros right now. That's a pro that they have to sue you in the home state of where the entity is formed. So isn't that fantastic? Your LLC will actually be another, where your LLC is, will actually be another fantastic way of protecting your assets. So an attorney will think twice of, man, I have to travel to Wyoming in order to sue this guy. That's going to be a lot of work. Now let's look at some other great reasons to choose Wyoming. So Wyoming has no corporate tax, no personal income tax, no franchise tax, low annual fees, no share certificate requires, minimal filing fees, no business license fees, no Department of Revenue for taxes, no listing of your members and managers with the Secretary of State. Like, your name is not actually listed with the Secretary of State. You go to California, you're definitely listed on there. No name-based searchable database to find you, because that's the biggest thing is if they can't find you in a listing, then they're not going to be able to sue you because they can't find you attached to it. So there's real legally protected privacy and asset protection, and there is no initial list after filing, so it doesn't list everything out. So there's that's just literally a long list of fantastic reasons why you want to choose Wyoming as an LLC, or why I. No, I'm going to take that back. I'm not going to say why you should. This is why I do it. I always give you what I do and what's been successful for me. You do what's best for you. And so when I look at Wyoming, and I've looked at Nevada, I've looked at Delaware, which I've heard is also another good state. California, they charge $800 per year just to have an LLC. It's called a franchise tax. Absolutely ridiculous. California, I'm so glad I moved out of California. The tax laws, the regular laws, just everything about is just bad. And so I had an LLC in California, and I had to pay $800 just for the privilege of California saying, yes, you have an LLC. Absolutely horrific. I completely suggest not having an LLC in California unless you're doing business in California. So what's going to happen is California is going to say, hey, even if your LLC is in Wyoming, you live in California, you're doing business in California as a Wyoming LLC, you still owe us $800 for a franchise just for the privilege of letting you run your business here. Man, it's just stupid. So I kind of got off on a little tangent, but let's look at now how to create your LLC. It's really, really simple. There are many, many companies out there that would actually do the work for you. You just give them a couple criteria like the name, the location, and your address, and all that sort of stuff. And they do all the work for you. So if you go again to my show notes, masterpassiveincome.com/022, I have a link in there for you where I suggest to get your companies created. Really cheap. I want to say it's like $100 to $200 at most. But you get your company created. You have a registered agent, which I think is, you could find them as low as like $50 a year for a registered agent. And a registered agent, basically all the registered agent does is they receive any mail that comes to the corporation and they send it to you. That's really, they're just an intermediary, somebody that lives in the state that is going to work on your behalf to receive your mail and, you know, summons and all that sort of stuff. And again, go to my show notes page so you can see the videos that I've created. I've created two different videos walking you through the entire process of how to create your LLC. Super, super simple. Just follow what I do for my properties. All right, so let me tell you about what I personally do for my properties. So this is how I personally hold my properties. I have multiple LLCs, so I don't have, you know, all, you know, 30, 40 properties of mine in one LLC. I have different LLCs holding different properties. And the reason why is because I could spread it out. Let's say I have three properties in one LLC. Well, if one gets hurt, you know, somebody slips and falls, they get hurt, they sue the company. They sue the company that owns only three. They don't go after every single property that I own, which is a huge, big deal. You want to make sure they can't go after everything. So I own multiple LLCs that own properties. I also get landlord insurance. I also get insurance over the properties to make sure that if anybody does slip and fall, they're going to go after the insurance first and then try to sue me. Like, there's another barrier. It's insurance, and that's a good thing to have. Make sure you have landlord insurance. Another thing on top of that, what I do is I buy umbrella insurance, and those are easy to find if you just type in umbrella insurance in a state that you're investing in. Super easy to find. But get umbrella insurance over myself and each one of the properties as an extra liability coverage of like $100,000, $200,000. Super duper cheap. I think one umbrella policy has like 30 properties under it, and I think I pay like $1,500 a year. That's nothing for the amount of coverage that I get. So it's absolutely worth it. So that's what I do. Multiple LLCs, landlord insurance, umbrella insurance. Now, as I talked about earlier, I want to give you some tips to not get sued, and I also do these things for my property. So these are other ways to protect yourself, to protect your assets, and hopefully not get sued. So let's look at first would be liability insurance, like I just talked about. Landlord insurance on top of making sure you have plenty of liability insurance coverage. So if anything does happen, you're not liable, the insurance company will pay for it. Another one is the umbrella insurance, like I just talked about, making sure that you have umbrella insurance over you and the properties all the same. So there's extra layers of protection. Another one is being proactive in screening out tenants. You want to make sure you find good tenants as best as you can that are going to live in the property and take care of it and hopefully not hurt themselves. Now, the next tip I can give you is to be proactive on repairs on the property. Let's say, you know, the screen door is falling off of the front door. Well, repair that, fix it. Let's say that there is a loose tile. Well, make sure that gets fixed. Like, be proactive in fixing and repairing things on the property. Don't let it get dilapidated. You don't want to be a slumlord. You want the person living in the property to feel blessed to be in the property at a decent price. Another one is, don't neglect your tenants or your properties. Like, don't let your tenants feel neglected, like you're not taking care of them, because then they'll definitely sue if there's any problems. Like, they won't care about you. But if you care about them, you take care of them, they might think, well, the landlord's been great to us, you know, we're not going to do it. So don't neglect your tenants. Also, don't neglect the properties. Don't let them, you know, where it's actually getting dilapidated, where people can't live there or people don't want to live there because it's such a bad place to live. You don't want to neglect your properties. Keep them up, making sure that people are being blessed to actually live there. Another and last one is absolutely blanket statement that I don't even need to say for this LLC, what we're talking about LLCs, but I'm going to give you this no extra cost to you for listening to this podcast. But fix all health and safety issues immediately. When a health and safety issue comes up, make sure that gets fixed right away. Do not let that slide. Like, if there's a staircase that has one of the stairs, like the steps broken, get that fixed right away. You don't want anybody to get hurt because of your negligence. You absolutely do not want that. Let's say, you know, the railing is coming off. Get that fixed right away, you know, on the stairway. Make sure that's not going to cause somebody to get hurt. Then they can prove that you're being negligent and you're absolutely liable. They can come after you. So try to make sure that you never get sued as best as you can so that you don't have to worry that all the protections you set up will actually hold. Make sure you don't get sued, number one. And then number two, if you ever did get sued, make sure that you're ready with all these asset protections. But make sure you talk to your accountant as well as your attorney, making sure you set up your business properly. And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.